The Holy Gospel is written in the 7th chapter of St. Mark's Gospel, beginning with the 24th verse. Jesus left that place and went to the fifth city of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, and yet he could not keep his presence secret. In fact, as soon as she heard about him, a woman whose little daughter was possessed by an impure spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, born in Syria, Phoenicia. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. "First, let the children eat all they want," he told her, "for it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs." "Lord," she replied, "even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "For such a reply you may go. The demon has left your daughter." She went home and found her child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then Jesus left the vicinity of Tyre and went through Sidon, down to the Sea of Galilee into the region of Decapolis. There some people brought to him a man who was deaf and could hardly talk, and they begged Jesus to place his hand on him. After he took him aside, away out of the crowd, Jesus put his finger into the man's ears. Then he spit and touched the man's tongue. He looked up to heaven with a deep sigh and said, "Ephphatha," which meant, "be opened." And at this, the man's ears were opened. His tongue was loosened. He began to speak plainly. Jesus commanded him not to tell anyone, but the more he did so, the more they kept talking about it. People were overwhelmed with amazement. "He has done everything well," they said. "He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. Have you ever had a time in your life where you wondered if Jesus was listening or God was there? And you called out, but you hadn't got a response yet. And you're waiting, maybe even today, you're waiting for answered prayer, but it just doesn't seem that God's listening. You ever had that happen in your life, in your spiritual life? Some don't want to admit it. I think we all get there sometime. And we wonder, is God hearing me? Of all the people in the world that is there calling upon God, does he hear me? A couple of things in your bulletin, if you just maybe highlight one. In the Old Testament reading on page 3, "Be strong, do not fear, your God will come." Highlight that. Know that as you're waiting, God will come, and he hears you. Then as we go to the New Testament passage, we see a situation where a lady is in need. Jesus at this time had already been in this region in chapter 5 of Mark, where he drove out demons that were in a man possessed, and the demons went into pigs. Remember the story? And they went into pigs, and the pigs went off the cliff. And the people at the time asked Jesus to leave their town. "You just took away our pigs." They shouldn't have them anyway, but "you took away our pigs. You need to leave." Now he comes back. It's interesting because the man who had been released of those demons, remember, he wanted to follow Jesus. And Jesus told him to stay in his neighborhood and proclaim what God had done for him. And apparently he had, because the people in the area heard Jesus has come back. Now they wanted to find him and get help. So the first one was a lady. She was a Greek or a Gentile, and it was distinguished between the Jews and the Gentiles that God had come for the Jewish people first. And they were supposed to be able to hear the gospel and respond to the Messiah. And she comes in need of a daughter who has a possession of a demon, and asked Jesus to heal the daughter. Seems simple, doesn't it? But Jesus doesn't directly respond to that request, does he? He mentions to her that the Jews should be taken first. They should be fed and taken care of. What is neat is her response. She didn't go and look at the Lord and say, "Look at me. I deserve to be taken care of." She never brought that up. "My daughter deserves to be taken care of." She didn't bring that up. She simply listened and said, "Even the dogs, the little puppies." Anybody have a puppy? Or used to be a puppy? And had a tendency, they go over to the table and they see what they can get. I can remember our family would always say, "Don't feed the dog from the table." But somebody always does, don't they? And later the dog knows which person is the one going to feed them. They also know who's going to drop the most crumbs. And they have a tendency to go where that is. And so she takes that picture and says, "Even the little puppies get to pick up the crumbs." In other words, "I understand your message, I understand your priority, but even the puppy can get a crumb. I am asking for a crumb. Just my daughter. Nothing for me. Just heal my daughter is all I'm asking." And in that humbleness of her faith, God reaches out and doesn't even have to go see the daughter, does he? He simply tells her, "Go home. Your daughter is healed." And she goes home, and what does she find? Her daughter on the bed and healed. God met her need even when it seemed that she wasn't deserving. God's mercy and grace reaches out to everyone, to all in the congregation today and to all the world. So how is it that I should be responding? I think when we look at our lives and we are calling upon God, if we haven't got the answer yet, we continue to bring our petitions to God. It says that she even got to the point where she was begging for his help. Matthew tells us that she just kept on and on and on and on. You ever had that with children? To try to get their way? Keep asking for the same thing as it goes, and then finally, it seems like we break down. I don't think God is the type that would break down, but the idea was that she was earnest, and it didn't stop her from calling upon God. So whatever you're facing today, know, one, that God loves you and God cares for you. But God is looking for you to come to him humbly. How did she come when she saw him? You can cheat. You got your notes. What scripture tells us that she did? Fell to her feet. She humbled herself and came into nearly the place of like of worship before God, presenting herself to let him know that she had honor and respect for the Lord Jesus and who he was. So our first step, whatever we're facing, is to recognize who God is. Recognize who he is, give him honor, give him glory. thank him for his grace and for his mercy, and never stop requesting God's assistance. Look to him and ask whatever it is that you're facing for him to deal with it, and he will. Later, they moved from that area. It's funny because Jesus, from all this time, even from the weeks before, remember, he's trying to get away from the crowd. He was looking for a place where they could get some rest, for the disciples and him just to be able to rest. And yet, his work was carrying on, and the lady found him. Later, he moves out of that city, goes to another. And the people hear about Jesus, and they take a deaf and mute man for healing. It's interesting because Jesus at this time, instead of around the crowd doing things, takes the man aside. Takes him privately and deals with him and heals him. And then that other statement that you should highlight is that one statement that simply says, the people were amazed, overwhelmed, and said, he has done everything well. Examine your life as you became to know the Savior and as you've journeyed in your life and God has touched you and worked in your life. Has he not done everything well? He cares for you. Psalm 18:30 says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He's a shield to all who take refuge in him. God is asking today, will you honor him? Will you ask? Remember, it says if we ask, he will what? Answer it, Ronnie. The idea is we got to humble ourselves before a God, a holy God, who is reaching out to take care of you, to work with you, to help you in your life. And the idea is, as these folks, is to lift him up. And then the next part is, once God has done something in your life, especially this time of the year, as we look at open hands to our neighbors and that, is to let people know what Jesus has done for you. You don't hide it. You have to share it. We mentioned in some of our studies, we were studying scriptural. Remember, I asked you guys, how many of you in the week opened your Bible? How many opened it yesterday? Good. We wanted to get in that practice of every day, feeding upon the Word. And then our discussions ought to be, what is God doing today in your life? What are you facing and what are you bringing to God? How can we pray and minister to each other? And there's many folks out that are having different things happen in their life. But we need to make sure that we are part with them in the partnership, praying for them and lifting them up. Again, whatever you're going through, God can reach out to you. In his loving mercy and grace, he's offering that for you today. So what is your need? Is your need that you're burdened with sin? Well, we know that he has forgiven you for all your sin and released you. Is it for healing and you're waiting and have to see how God is going to minister to that? And as you proclaim him, what has he done in the last week, the last month, the last year? Does it cause us to draw closer to him? And that's the message that God is trying to give today through the lady and through the man of their healing, is that he is able
And he's looking at grace and mercy to offer to you. And will you accept that today? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the story of this woman and this man, how you intervened and changed their life. And may it be that as you change ours and mold it closer to you, that we share your grace and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.